With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's 106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call. I'm Orphan Andrew. We got Gavin here. Katie is back.
Yay!
And it is time for second date update. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. What about yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I see here that you went on a date with Julia. You guys went out to dinner. Yeah. So what happened when you went for a second date or you asked her for a second date?
I got ghosted. I thought we had a great time. It was all over.
It's a classic second date update story, you guys. And it's a classic. Yeah.
For lack of being desperate or sounding desperate, did you hit her up again? Like, did you text twice?
Oh, good question.
I didn't. I should have.
I learned not to do that.
Yeah.
That could be weird. All right. Well, hang on a second, Kurt. We have Julia on the line. We're going to talk to her for a second and we'll be right back. All right. Good morning, Julia.
Hey,
Hello. Hey, Julia.
Hi.
Hey, this is Orphan Andrew on the Wake Up Call here on 106.5 The End. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, thank you for, don't be scared. Thank you for hanging out and joining. Thank you for joining us today. We're calling because we wanted to find out why you don't want to go on another date with Kurt.
Oh, wow. Was not expecting.
Sure. It's not a standard call you get in the morning.
Can you like give us some insight into what happened? Because he had a really good time.
Yeah, sure. Okay. It was a nice date. We were having a nice time, but he was just, honestly, it's like through the whole date, he was sneezing and like having a runny nose or like dealing with allergies or there was just like a lot going on with his sinuses.
And was the problem that like to cough or sneeze in public now is like,
oh, I didn't even think about that.
Basic kryptonite. Like
everybody's like, yeah.
You look at someone and you're like, don't do that.
Don't you dare.
That wasn't so much the problem as was the, he just kept using his, he had this handkerchief, like this cloth handkerchief, which was cute initially, but then he kept using the same handkerchief to blow
holes. Was this Downton Abbey?
Wait a second. He was using a hanky? Is he over the age of 60?
No, he's not.
Don't you use a hanky?
I don't use a hanky, but I'll use like a tissue again. Like if I just blow my nose like once, like and it's still
that's
okay.
So gross.
I'm not gonna do that on a date, but if I'm here with you dingbats, I'll do it. I don't care.
I mean,
get Kurt back on the phone. Okay. Get Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey,
Kurt. Why didn't you use a Claritin D?
I know they're pricey and the bottles are very small.
They are.
But they do
work. It doesn't work.
Work
for me. I don't know why.
You didn't get the D.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then let's assume nothing works for you. You are immune to all allergy medication.
From what year did you time travel?
Yes.
Why are you using a hanky?
It's my dad gave it to me when he passed. And so
Oh my God, and you're blowing your nose into it?
I'm not going to frame it and put it on the wall. I mean, I'm going to use it for what it was meant for, you know?
That's what his dad would have wanted.
Hey, that is it's kind of cute.
It's cute, but did your dad... Listen, I love your dad and everything, but did he put his thought in there, too?
I mean, I wash it. It's not like that, you know?
Kurt, You're a young man. There's no reason whatsoever why you should pull fabric out of your pocket, yeah, regardless of who gave it to you, blow your snot into it, and then ball it back up and go back in the pocket with you, little buddy. Oh,
see you soon. It's April.
I hope the snot stays warm.
That's what I was thinking, is how can he be so unaware of how disgusting it is to sneeze into something and then continue to put that on your face.
Right.
Oh, this seems like a correctable thing.
Very correctable.
This doesn't seem like if you're not going to be, if you're not going to commit to be the nasty hanky guy, mm-hmm, then I don't see why you guys can't go on another date.
Julia, we're talking to you.
Yeah, I think if...
So if I got a new handkerchief...
No handkerchief.
What about disposable handkerchiefs?
Listen, no, we're getting away from...
Those are tissues, okay? Second of all, no. Like,
I know that.
If you got to blow your nose on a date, then get up and blow your nose. Consider it kind of like farting or something like that. You're not going to do it right in front of somebody. Like, get up, be a person in society, and do it somewhere else, and then come back to the table.
Yeah, okay, can you agree to that?
I suppose so, yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. So, Julia, if he agrees to that, can we get a second date out of you, or is this ship sailed?
I am open to going on a second date, but I think, like, having some etiquette is, it's non-negotiable.
He seems like a funny guy. He seems like he has a good personality.
He's adorable. Yeah.
He's taking this really well. I think you're going to have a good time on your second date now that he knows to get up and excuse himself.
Exactly.
I love this.
This is good. So you guys set up a second date. Leave all family heirlooms at home.
Right.
And let us know how it goes, okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Curt and Julia, it's second date update on the Wake Up Call.